The R minus the person can have.
That's right at the end of the cafe. It says not to seek covered for your maisim and what you have done, and also not for your other minus, which are also things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't really interested, doesn't want his Yitzurim to have. He doesn't see lo yachwitz behem hayitzer es Yitzurov. The Yitzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't seek them or doesn't desire his Yitzurim to have these minus. So these are also things you shouldn't be proud of. You shouldn't praise yourself with these minus. What are we talking about here? Someone who is wealthy, strong or powerful, or even he is a chokhmah, he has any type of chokhmah, it's a person who can think can be mishalil himself and praise, find his praiseworthy. He says no. Part of the hachnor is to know that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't find these things very praiseworthy in people. That's not what he's looking for. So don't praise yourself with these things as well, right? He's obviously referring to the famous philosopher, as it carries on. The only thing that you should do is to become wise and to know Hashem. That you can be praised for. Like the famous pasuk, you wouldn't say it's in Yirmiya. Ali sari lechacham bechachmasai. The chacham, someone who's a chacham, shouldn't praise himself for his chachmah. Ali sari lechibay begvurasai, or the oshin oshrei. Ki mezaisi sari leham and sari lehaskil v'yadaya oisi. That's the pasuk is saying. So he's adding it on to what we're saying now. He's saying a person who's looking to chul shalachna shouldn't seek to. Shouldn't seek kovod for his ma'aseh v'nechmadim, and he definitely shouldn't seek kovod and seek to praise himself for things which are not really ma'aseh v'nechmadim, or things HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see as praiseworthy attributes at all. Right? Yeah, that's what he said. Right? Yeah, you shouldn't seek kovod for ma'aseh v'nechmadim, and certainly not for the ma'aseh shelo yachwitz behem hayitzer es Yitzurov. Those are things you should not seek. But what you can seek kovod for, the positive tells us, or you can seek praise for, is haskel v'yadayosti. If you're haskel in knowing Hashem, that is something that you can seek praise for. That's what the positive says.
I don't know
what's
the. Give me a practical
application
of what that would be. Of haskel v'yadayosti. What do you mean to seek praise? I would like to get praise because of.
I will get close to Hashem. It's even more than getting close to Hashem. It's knowing what is knowing Hashem. It's sort of a haskell. It's something you can now hold yourself hold your heart
into yourself. Like into yourself. Like,
yeah.
I feel
kind of
COVID because of that. Just internal feeling. Is that what
it is? Yeah, it's somewhat. Yeah, I don't know. It's highly the fuck on my
body. Taking COVID is usually from an external person to you. So
Right, okay. The truth is, the pasuk doesn't say the word kovod. See, kovod. What says this pasuk says this alis halil. Very similar. Just don't praise. Yeah, it's halil. Praise yourself. Don't praise yourself. The chacham shouldn't be mishalil. Mishalil himself for his chacham.
Can you translate?
Let's see how he reads it here. We're up here at 25, end of 25, how serious it is. Let alone, right? So it says, hey, this is what it says. You shouldn't seek praise, you shouldn't seek.
This is not where you should.
Right? Let alone, what did he say? Let alone for those attribute attainments that the Creator does not desire from his creatures, as we said, right? Not for Ma'aseh v'nechmadim, and definitely not for the other things that Hashem was honoring.
And for one should not exalt himself.
Extol himself. Shouldn't extol himself. Right. Except for how does he translate Haskil v'yadayo, you see? One exception is contemplating and knowing Hashem. Okay.
Okay, so right now it's the satisfaction which you feel
himself. Himself. Yeah, okay.
It's not praise, it's satisfaction.
To go wild with excitement.
Oh, it's exciting. Got excited.
You understand that? internally, you should really, you know, what will they say if the fact that you just make it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
Fine.
Now, there's this one, there's 2 points I have to bring out here.
He brought a good point.
Yeah.
Case, if it's COVID, it is dirty view.
Yeah. Okay, there are 2 points. Well, first point is this, in a way, in the Pasuk itself, before the way he connects it to here. The Pasuk itself, right? The as we just said, the Chochom and the Gibor and the Isha shouldn't praise himself or find himself praiseworthy for these attributes. Only, right? So why is that? What's the difference between a Chochom and a Gibor? And our Asher was saying that's not something you should praise yourself for. And Haskell VFDLC, that is something you should praise yourself for. So I always understood Pasuk that's, I mean, what are you praising them for? If someone is a Gibor or a Chochom or an Osher, that's nothing to do with you. Right? That's actually, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave someone wealth, or a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave someone, there's no reason to praise yourself for that.
It is not a statement.
Right,
You're too religious. And when you're too religious, it's not earnest, what I meant. The situation is as follows. Person work very hard for 40 years learning, very excited, and it could create feeling that you put a lot of effort and got something.
In what?
In anything which you reach.
Right.
So right now, only stupid can think that you something.
No.
Kashem gave it. Not at all.
No. What's that? The apostle is telling us that not to, right? Obviously.
Yes.
So why is the apostle telling us that?
Because 90% that you will think like that.
Yeah. And I didn't say not like that. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, why not? Why is the apostle telling you not to?
Why
is that? You don't praise yourself for that.
Why? Because right now.
Because even though you might have thought that you did something it, but really,
just don't think like that. Because anything in this life, you only make effort.
Right. Okay. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes.
Right. So at the end of the day, even though you might have thought
this,
it's
very difficult to see every time this.
Yeah. Okay. Right, okay. That's why.
I said, whoever will think that he achieved.
One thing is, what's the positive telling us? Well, the telling us, I always said, like you're saying, don't think that it's your Maila. The positive thing, you should know at the end of the day, all these things come from Kaddish Baruch Hu. Except for Akhil Bidishmaim, Chutz Miyas Shemaim, where you are, that's how I always understood the positive. So, okay. I actually looked up this pasuk. I looked up the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The way the Mefarshim, almost all the Mefarshim there, say differently, explain differently.
Yeah.
They say the pasuk is telling us when it says there, "Al yishalei lechokham chokmosoi," doesn't just mean you shouldn't praise yourself and think yourself good about that. It's trying to say don't rely on these. Right? Okay.
So
that's what they say.
So let's think you need to think that you're Chacham. That's not quite understandable. This Chofetz Chaim criticized himself for not accepting the fact that he was given seven miles from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not to, like, that you feel, I know what you mean, like, not to aggrandize himself about it at all. Just to recognize, okay, that's the case, that's a fact, but that's all, it's a fact. So I can't deny the fact, otherwise I'm shaken. And I can't do that otherwise.
I understand your point, but better when you not operate with this fact. Just do what you do and don't think about it. It is very healthy.
Okay.
You mustn't. Not allowed to hate, not allowed to do that.
No.
Otherwise, you can't. Otherwise, you would. you won't actually be able to discharge your mission as well if you don't recognize what you've been given and what you're not being given. You have to know what you've got. Otherwise,
Maybe we're not arguing, Abraham.
Abraham. I think I know what you're the shade you mean.
Do your job, and that's all. And don't think how great I am. Even if it's true.
Absolutely, 100%. Never think of greatness. Never. But recognize is okay. But recognize.
You should be aware of your greatness, of your abilities. But
you need to be aware that you know where to look in Shulchan Aruch. When somebody is, it is only what you need to be aware,
right.
And nothing else.
Okay, let's just finish one and sing it.
Because as long as you sing, you sing.
There's a couple of shotim, but Rabbi Yonah seems to be explaining this process slightly differently. He's saying the reason why you shouldn't be mishanel with the fact that you're osher or gibbay, all these chokmas. Is he saying it's part of the hachna? Okay, and he said, as Roshan was, which we addressed that before. Af al hamaylos shalo yach poitzkohem hayitzer es yitzorov, ki ein lesan el mohen. You shouldn't praise yourself for these maylos, these attributes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't desire his yitzorim to have. Now the reason why not to be entitled then is because that's not something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds something positive.
Right.
I don't recall if it's necessarily up to you or not up to you. It's not a good attribute necessarily. It's not a positive attribute. Maybe it might be a fact. Someone's a giver or not, but it's not a reason to look for halal, to praise, to extol yourself for that type of thing. Right? Because that's not really lies or shame. You're looking at it in a proper way. You're looking at it like, oh, actually, who cares? So upset you're not sure. So, what are you praising yourself for? It's not that like the false genetic, it would work or won't work, or the way I answered in the beginning, because it's not because of you. You didn't. It's the spread in the Kuddah here, the way he's understanding. Right? That's the thing. And it follows on here. It comes from that Noah saying, don't think yourself good for all you've done. Don't even think yourself good for having these minus. Why? Because it's not really. Maybe the miners they can be useful, perhaps, but it's not really the thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. If you're looking for, at the end of the day, whether you've done something good or not something good, what's important, at the end of the day, you go up to Shemayim, and Hashem's going to say, oh, well done, you did this, you did that. Okay, that's something good.
Let him do it.
Alright, so people say it's very important to do this, very important to be that. If after Meir Vesem Hashem's going to tell you, oh, very good, you're going to go straight to Gan Eden, that's something which is praiseworthy. If it's not, if Hashem is not interested in it, then okay. That's not something to praise yourself. That's shut in the false mechanism. Okay? The second point here is like this. What are we talking about here? He said you shouldn't seek God even for myself and Chodim. Someone who's doing tshuva and he realized, oh, how terrible all the terrible things he's done. He's been murdered in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so this is going to engender the middle of Hachno and Anova, and he's not going to see covered even for Maisav and Echbodim, he said a couple of times, right? You know, you did things which, under normal circumstances, you might think, oh, yeah, it's a good thing, I deserve covered for that. If you have this middle of Hachno and Anova, you're not going to see covered even for these good deeds. Right? And he said, and certainly, you're not going to see covered for these other things, like being an Oisha and a Gvorah, a Gibor and a Chacham. But if you haskil v'yadoyah, you see that you can be misayil. How does that go together? We just said, don't seek kovod, even if you do the things which are praiseworthy. Don't seek kovod.
Yeah.
But for haskil v'yadoyah, you see that you can be misayil.
But we decided already with you that it's not covered right now we're talking about.
Oh, very good.
You got excited that something clicking inside of you. It is. It's nothing to do with covered.
Right, okay, very good, excellent. So that's that thing. All of the unfortunate which I saw, they explained this way. The difference between covered, they all explain there's a difference between. Apparently, from my own, it seems to be saying there's a difference between covered and to be mahalel and hilal. You shouldn't say covered, but to be mahalel yourself, that's a lesser degree that you can do.
Covered, it means as a person.
Right.
Without other person, what to seek, you know, what to seek, you know, you give yourself a medal, you know.
So I was very happy with that pshat. Then I was looking at it again, so now I'm not so sure. Okay, if we're going to be medayik hazlashon a bit here, let's read it again. Say it again. Shloitachmeit kovoid, don't seek kovoid for al masecha nechbadim. Af al hamailos ashaloyach kweitz b'mitzvah. Also what? Also you shouldn't seek kovoid. Yeah, also the tachmeit kovoid for the mailos ashaloyach kweitz b'mitzvah. Ki ein esal b'hem, shouldn't seek kovoid for these mailos because ein esal b'hem. These are not things you should see.
Here's very nice translation. You buy end of the chapter.
Yeah, right? Go on.
He said, rather, he who prays himself may praise himself for this. What for
right.
this?
Right. So our question is
contemplating and now knowing me.
Right. So the question is this praising yourself the same thing as seeking cover or not the same thing?
Get in that.
Not the same. That's what we thought. Wait, let's explain. I'm saying if you read the word in here, it seems to be that it is somehow.
No.
The way we said it again, and that's really the way he says it, right? He says, don't seek kovoid for your maisav and echbadim, and also don't seek kovoid for the mailas like Oishra and Gvura. Why should you not seek kovoid for Oishra and Gvura? Because these are things which you shouldn't praise yourself for. Even here, right? It's said a bit of in a longish way of it.
Yeah.
If we're saying that praising yourself is less than kovoid, saying don't seek kovoid because these are things you shouldn't praise yourself for.
He's saying
you shouldn't praise yourself. But except for Pascha Vida Yosef, there you can only praise yourself, not see COVID.
Praise it, yes.
It's a bit of a day, okay.
No, I don't see any problem with it because he said that from wealth, not only not look for COVID, but even don't praise yourself because there's really nothing to do with you. This is really nothing to do. But when you searching for me, there is something to do with you.
Okay.
Because you searching for me, then you can praise yourself or get excited.
Right. Okay, yeah. And I think if we're not going to accept this Maharak, then the only other way would be to differentiate between other Maisu and Echvadim, other deeds you shouldn't see COVID for, and Haskel Vidai, or you see, is in a category in itself. Knowing a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that is
not.
Okay, all right, that's the first answer. Either that's not covered, or the fact knowing Hashem is different, that is something that you
kind of got. What is it
And that's what it's saying.
Yeah, because covered, it is something, some information which putting you on stage. It is what me. So right now, this is common between praising yourself and God. But first, somebody putting you on stage for whatever you not deserve, then yourself you putting. But again, you need to be very careful when you're doing it.
Right.
Because your stage much lower than normal stage, because from stage you can sit down on people. Say, your stage on the same level, you know, don't forget about it also.
Yeah.
Because it's very, very important. As soon as you start to compare yourself.
Just to finish off here, there's one of the points I was wondering. He's comparing this pasuk of, he's comparing it to this pasuk of Ali Sayyid al-Chokham b'Chokham Asai. So that pasuk is not talking about someone who's doing tshuva, someone who's done aveiros. Necessarily. Yeah. Right, that's a general instruction. Yeah, absolutely. So I was wondering, when we say here that someone shouldn't, part of Hachnoah in another way is not to seek COVID, even if you've done things.
That's only
something done through Razor.
Here I know better than anybody else. Why? You're not Balshua, right? So you have problem. I, Balshua, look. That is what you talk to my friend very often. There are some people who became professional Balshuas. What mean professional Balshua? He's 30 years already learning Torah, he's still proud that he not eat pork. Because Reuven, his friend, still eating. It is what he's talking about.
Right.
I made teshuva. I am a great Jew. Let me tell everybody how I did teshuva. Let the blood tell everybody what I went through, how I'm crying, how I'm.
If that's true, then it's again, it's going to bring out this difference between these two things. If we're saying, if it's true that only a normal person is allowed to seek kovet for his ma'aser chmodim, and only someone who's done averus should not seek ma'aser chmodim, then it's interesting.
Then
saying,
false. He needs to emphasize
right. Because he's saying you shouldn't seek kovet, right? And whereas everybody shouldn't be misanil, right? Now these two things are also, again, they're not exactly.
You know the thing is, when you instruct your children, look, you go to vacation, be careful in the water. Especially you, Reuven, I know you. Especially you, Reuven, I know you definitely will go to this water. It's the same thing, but the person who do shuva is most dangerous for him to become comedy. Yeah. Because it's so much satisfaction inside, you feel in excitement that you would like that other people also appreciate, share your simcha.
Yeah. No. Okay. Again, I'm just saying that if we're going to accept the pshat of the Moshe Mefarshim, which is the pshat that he's saying the difference between this degree of being mishalel and kovod, he's saying you can be mishalel but don't seek kovod. So the pasuk is telling you that you can seek hilul for Haskel Riyadeo Isti and not for other things. It's talking about everybody. So does that mean also that for everybody shouldn't? It might be. I mean, the middle of Anova is a good middle for everybody, or the middle of Anova. So maybe this is a good middle. What he said before, not to seek cover, or not to seek cover, is really something which anybody can strive
but
for.
His book it's about people.
Well, he's saying the children. Right? He's got more of a chiyuv to do that for his children.
Yeah,
but. I suppose, yeah, maybe that's something I was wondering. Okay, very good. So we finished the race. We'll carry on next week, hopefully.